Okay, good morning, ladies. Welcome to our special shiur on Tu B'Shvat. Man is a tree of the field. Insights into Tu B'Shvat. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. This year, I want to thank you all for coming. I know the weather's not so nice. I know it's not always easy to get up Sunday morning, but this year I appreciate that you came. In addition to the fact that we're going to learn together, this year is also being dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas, my friend's father, Alav Hashalom, who's Levi is right now. My friend Cindy Schreier, I was in touch with her daughter, and I asked if I could dedicate the shiur L'ilui Nishmas, her father, and she said it would be very meaningful and a nechama to the family, the mamish at the time of his levaya. So we are learning L'ilui Nishmas, so they are young Ezra Vudmir family, so it has added meaning for me. I'm friends and learning partners with Cindy and her daughters for many years. Dov Ber Ben Aharon Halevi, his neshama should merit its rightful place in the Yeshiva Shema Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. We should have him in mind as we are learning. Okay, let us learn. Okay. I was zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael 2 years ago, on Tisha B'Av, on Tu B'Shvat. And we were invited to the first ever Tu B'Shvat Seder at the Knesset. And this is the Haggadah that we got. So I thought how nice it would be to construct the shiur around this Haggadah. So that is what I am doing. I'm not just reading it to you. What I'm going to do is read you excerpts from the Haggadah. Mika Amcha Yisrael. I know for all of our problems and our political differences, it was the first ever. I'm going to need it for the shiur.
Oh, sorry.
It was our first. It was the first ever Tu B'Shvat Seder at the Knesset. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But what I'm going to do is read insights from here, and this is going to be the basis for our shiur. So, the Haggadah begins Seder Tu B'Shvat, 65th year for the Knesset in Israel. You have 4 cups of wine. We had all different fruits. Everybody brought a Seder plate. I should have just brought the pictures to show you. So I'm going to start with an excerpt. All the excerpts are from Tanakh, from the Medrash, from the Gemara. This is what it means to have a Tu B'Shvat Seder at the Knesset. So we're going to begin with what it says about the Haggadah begins. And the Haggadah says, Baichita, wheat. So we had crackers. First, we all made a mezonos. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Minei Mezonos. So Ben Zoma used to say, this is from the Gemara Maseches Bavli, Hu Haya Omer, Kama Yigios, Yaga Adam Harishon, Ad Shematza Pasla Achol. Ben Zoma used to say, what labors Adam Harishon had to carry out before he obtained bread to eat. Charash, Vizara, Vekatzar, Veomer, Vedash, Vizara, Uvara, Vetachan, Vehirkid, Velash, Va'afa, Va'acharkach, Achal. He plowed. He sowed, he reaped, he bound the sheaves, he threshed and winnowed and selected the ears, he ground them up, he sifted the flour, he kneaded and baked, and then at last, he ate. V'ani, as for me, mashkim, I wake up, umotza kol elu misukanin lefanai. All of these things are done for me. The Haggadah, the introduction to the Haggadah, quotes the Mishnah. There are 4 Rosh Hashanah, there are 4 New Year's, in the year, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, 4 New Years. And the 4 New Years are, the first of Nisan is the New Year for kings and festivals, right? Be'achad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, U'L'Regalim. If you want to know when you carry on to from, you start when? In Nisan. The first of Elul is for mice or for animals. The first of Tishrei is the New Year for years, Shemitah, Yovel, saplings, vegetables, of course, for what? For us as well. And the first of Shvat is the new year for trees, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says the 15th of Shvat. And of course, we hold like Beis Hillel, and it is on the 15th of Shvat. One of my boys just told me, there are 18 times, I did not know this, that we hold like Beis Shammai. We always hold like Beis Hillel, except for 18 specific times. Beis Hillel says, when do we celebrate the new year for the trees? On the 15th of Shvat. Tu B'Shvat has great significance. Why is it so important? In the agricultural laws that are relevant in the land of Israel, the New Year for trees is the cutoff date in the Hebrew calendar for calculating the age of a fruit-bearing tree. So if you planted the tree shortly before Tu B'Shvat, just a few weeks before Tu B'Shvat, its second year is already after Tu B'Shvat, even though the tree could be like you know, 4 weeks old, it's already in its second year, just on the way here, just around the corner, we passed by these teeny tiny shrubs. And I said, wow, I'm talking about trees. Look at these shrubs. My kid said they're so cute. It goes according to Tu Bishvat in Eretz Yisrael. A tree planted after Tu Bishvat doesn't reach its second year to the following Tu Bishvat. So if you plant it on the 20th of Shvat, it enters its second year after the following Tu Bishvat. And Tu Bishvat, it is helpful to think of Tu Bishvat as the economic year for agriculture. The practical relevance of this is, why is this so important? During the first 3 years, the fruits are forbidden under Arla. You're not allowed to eat it, which is outlined in the book of Vayikra. Tu Bishvat is also the new year for determining Maisros, tithes. Year 1, 2, 4, 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, 10% of produce is Maisor Sheni, which you redeem with a coin. In years 3 and 6, 10% is Maisor Ani. So the fruits have to be properly kosher, otherwise not kosher, which is, of course, part of the reason why when you see, I just saw someone next to me in Costco last week, she was looking at some kind of green citrus fruit. It looks very nice. And I was going to tell her if she actually put them in her basket. I was going to say, you know, those are from Israel. I don't know. I'm not paskening anything, but I know you have to be very, very careful. She put them down. Here in Chutz La'aretz, how do we celebrate Tu Bishvat? Oh, woe unto us. That's it. You're going like this. So we eat some dried fruit. Tu Bishvat never meant much to me until those 2 years ago when I was in Israel. And it was very impactful and very meaningful. We eat some dried fruit, hopefully from the Shiva Saminim, right? The fruits and the blessed fruits of Israel. The supermarkets all have the trays. What did I write here? Figs, raisins, apricots. You get some bright green dried kiwi. The kids get raisins, make a ha'etz, maybe a shachianu, and that's it. I mean, does anyone feel differently? It doesn't mean so much in Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately. But in Eretz Yisrael, I wrote, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate are you, O Israel, and by that I mean Klal Yisrael and the land of Israel, a practice that has taken root, pun intended, in modern day Israel, is the planting of trees on the 15th of Shvat. When my family and I lived there in the 1990-1991 school year, I was in ninth grade, I went to an Israeli school, my siblings did, it was also the year of the Gulf War. Tu Bishvat was cold, overcast, rainy, and muddy, but we went tree planting. And somewhere there's a picture of me. I have puffy's 90 hair and a puffy jacket and very big glasses, I promise. But I'm putting a sapling into a muddy hole somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. I wrote in my notes, I can tell you now, I did not appreciate as a child, a ninth grader, Kita Tet, I did not appreciate the significance of what I was doing. How did we come to the Tu Bishvat Seder? In the 16th century, Rav Yitzchak Luria of Tzfas and his disciples instituted a Tu Bishvat Seder, in which fruits and trees of the land of Israel were given symbolic meaning. The main idea is you eat specific fruits in a specific order and drink 4 cups of wine in a specific order while reciting the appropriate brachos, of course, brings human beings and the world closer to spiritual perfection. Does anyone here, I'm being serious, not a test, have a Tu Bishvat Seder here in Chutz La'aretz? Yeah? Every year? Very nice. And Sherry, you also? Very nice. In Israel, this Seder has been revived. It is celebrated by many, many Israelis, Jews, religious, and secular, and special Haggadot have been written for this purpose. So what happened? 2 years ago when we were waiting in JFK to board the plane, we got an email from my father. He CC'd us. So what was the email? He was invited to the Tu Bishvat Seder, and he said, I will not be there to attend. My kids are on their way to Israel now. Can they represent me instead? So we had to reply back with our passport numbers right away from the airport. We did not, in New York, we did not know until we landed if we would be granted permission to go to the Seder. We were granted permission to go. That morning, we went to Ir David, the excavations in Ir David. I had not been there in 13 years, so it was very, very meaningful to me. We went to excavations in Ir David. From there, we went 3,000 years ago. That was the seat of power in ancient Jerusalem 3,000 years ago. Only in Israel can you travel 3,000 years in 3 hours. 3,000 years. From there, we went to the rooftop of the Eish Yeshiva. He said, it's the best view you can have a Har Bais. He said, if you don't like it, I'll give you your 10 shek back. We went up there, and I thought to myself, I should have torn Kriya up here. Not when I stood by the Kotel, but when I was up there. Because from there, you can see, Shu'alim Hilchu Bo, says the Gemara. The foxes are prowling atop our Habayis. From there, we went back to the hotel, we changed, and went to the Knesset for the first ever Tu B'Shvat Seder. It's difficult for me to describe how the table was set. I mean, we were at the main table, members of Knesset, there was somebody there from the army. It was so beautiful. The flowers, the fruits, the Seder plate everybody had, the wine on the table. Lahavdal, Favdals, if you would go to a feast here at the White House, you can't touch anything on the plate. Can't touch anything. And they drink 4 cups. Don't worry, we're getting to more on the show. This is in personal reminiscence of Michal Horowitz's trip to Israel. Kos Rishon is the Ayin Edom, even though it would be very interesting because of what I'm telling you. Kos Sheni, Shnia is Muhali Miayin Edom Bimat Yayin Lavan. So you have a full cup of red wine, second cup, with a little bit of white wine. They tell you what to do. There was grape juice on the table for those who didn't want wine. Kos Shlishi, Muhali Miayin Lavan Bimat Yayin Edom. You start, Kos 1 is with... So interesting, because we just had in this week's parasha the Arba Lashonos of Geula, and we drink 4 cups of wine for the Arba Lashonos of Geula. Start with red wine. Then you move to all red with a little bit of white. Then you move to almost all white with a little bit of red, which you should know by now to expect. What will be the fourth cup of wine? Yayin Lavan is white wine. Then you make your bracha on wine. They read something from the Mishnah, me and my husband did read it. I think it was the members of Knesset reading and the Rabbanim reading, and there was people there from Tzahal, Chita, we all made the Mezonos. They read something from Talmud Bavli, Te'ena. We made a Ha'et, Talmud Bavli, Medrash Tanchuma. In some teeny tiny measure, I'm trying to impart to you, before we even move forward in the Shir, what it means to celebrate a Yantif. In Eretz Yisrael, what it means to celebrate a Yantif here in Chutz La'aretz. Woe unto us. When you experience it there, we realize the pain of the galus and what it means to truly be in exile. Eich nashir ashir Hashem al admas nechar. How could I sing the song of Hashem on this foreign soil? This isn't where I should be. Riman, Talmud Bavli, Zayit. Zechariah Perek Dalet. So this is from Tanakh. There were all the brachas when one minister had his turn. It was his turn to make a bracha. So he looks to his friend next to him. I mean, we were sitting opposite them. He looks to his friend next to him. He says, I need a kippah. He didn't have a kippah. So the minister gave him his kippah to make the bracha. Tamar, this was my favorite part because this is my daughter and her name is Tamar. Shaked, almonds, egoz, nuts, charuv, which is carob. Eretz Yisrael is blessed like no other land. Ki Hashem Elokecha Mavi'acha al Eretz Tova. Hashem, your God, is bringing you to a good land. Eretz Nachlei Mayim, Ayanos Utahomos, a land of brooks, of waters, of fountains, of depths, Yotim Babika Ubahar, springing forth, the water springing forth in the valleys of the hills. Without water, there's no land. Without water, there's no life. Ein Mayim, says the Gemara, Ela Torah. Mayim is water. Hashem is bringing us to a land full of water. All different types of water. Rushing water. Reach profound heights in Torah. Streams of water. Torah also speaks to those on a lower level. Ponds of Torah. Torah speaks to kindergarten children. Torah speaks to the elderly. It's for everybody. Ki mitzion teise Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's not an accident that Eretz Yisrael is described as a land full of all different water. I once spoke in Shalamis. One time when I spoke in Shalamis, spoke to Mrs. Yarmak, and it was a shir for the first through fourth graders for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She said to me, so I said, thank you, I appreciate the invitation, it'll be my honor. She said, 10 minutes, and she invites people to speak. They say, I can't speak to children who are so young. So she says, do you speak to your children? Do you speak to your grandchildren? You can come speak Torah to my children. Eretz Nachlei Mayim. It's a land full of Torah. It's a land full of water. All different kinds. And the very next pasuk says it is Eretz Chita Usa'ora. It is a land of wheat and barley. They had barley crackers at the Seder. Gefen Uteina V'rimon. It is grapes and it is figs and it is pomegranates. Eretz Zeit Shemen Olives U'Devash. And honey. Devash. Not regular Devash. What does Rashi say? What kind of honey? Devash Tamarim. Is the honey of dates, which you can actually get today. Has anyone ever had it? It's called Ceylon. The first time I saw it was on my trip home from Eretz Yisrael, and I almost couldn't stop crying the whole flight. Haggadah Te'ena. I want to read you something from an excerpt from Te'ena. What I'm reading you is actually from the Gemara, Talmud Bavli. Rami Bar Yecheskel nikla lebnei Brak. Rami Bar Yecheskel once paid a visit to Bnei Brak. Ra'a izim she'ochos tachas te'enim. He saw goats eating under fig trees. V'haya hadvash notef min ha'te'enim. The honey was dripping from the fig trees. V'chalav mitaftef min ha'izim. And milk was dripping from the goats. You have goats grazing under fig trees. And the figs are dripping honey, says the Gemara. And the goats are dripping milk. Umis arbevim zebaza, and the honey and the milk was mixing with one another. Amar Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Zehu zavat chalav udvash. This is the meaning of, it is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Eliyahu Kitov writes in the Book of Our Heritage, Sefer Todah, it is customary in Tu Bishvat to eat fruit grown in Eretz Yisrael and to eat fruit which you have not yet eaten that season so the Shehecheyanu blessing can be recited. I do think that it is harder in our day and age to find Shehecheyanu fruits because what used to be uncommon is now so common. When I was growing up in Rosh Hashanah, our Rimon was the Shehecheyanu fruit. I'm not so old, but that was the Shehecheyanu fruit. Today it's in yogurts and it's everywhere you can think of. The reason for the festive mood of the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tu Bishvat is, it bespeaks the praise of the land of Israel. On this day, writes Kitov, the soil of Eretz Yisrael is renewed. The beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the ability to give forth those figs and those pomegranates and those dates, the soil is renewed. It will yield its produce. It will demonstrate inherent goodness. The day on which the soil of Eretz Yisrael receives renewed strength is a day for rejoicing for the people of Israel, who work the land, who love the land, who yearn for the land. And he further notes that when we eat the fruits of the land and when we enjoy the goodness of the fruits, we offer a blessing before eating. Obviously, we make a bracha, which I told you one of the ministers said to his friend, I need a kippah. And we give thanks after eating bracha achrona. And I will tell you, one of the rabbanim there made the bracha achrona. It was the al ha-gefen combined with the al ha-eitz combined with the al ha-michya. It was just tremendous. The Gemara points out in Maseches Brachos an apparent contradiction between two verses. One verse says, La Hashem ha'aretz u'malo'a. What does that mean? Hashem owns the earth and everything that is in it. The other verse states, Hashemayim shamayim la Hashem, the heavens are for God, v'ha'aretz nasan livnei Adam, and the earth he gave to man. So you see what the contradiction is? What's the contradiction? The earth is, who does the earth belong to? La Hashem ha'aretz u'malo'a? Or Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. So it's a stira, it's a contradiction. Which is it? Does the earth belong to man? Does the earth belong to God? So the Gemara resolves the contradiction. And the Gemara says there's no contradiction. Kan kodem bracha, kan la'achar bracha. One time it refers to before you make the bracha. One time it refers to after you make the bracha. Most commentators explain this Gemara as follows. Before you make a bracha on a particular food, the earth belongs to Hashem, La Hashem ha'aretz u'malo'a. Before you make the bracha, it's God's. Can you eat it? No, it's like stealing. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos 35a, I think, if you eat without a bracha, it's a trespass. You're amal. It's a trespass. It's a sin. It's a theft against the Almighty. It's not yours. Would you go into the grocery and take something off the shelf and walk out without paying and eat it? No. Not mine. Hashem ha'aretz u'malo'a is before you make the bracha. After you make the bracha, shemayim shemayim la'Hashem va'aretz nasan l'vnei Adam, then you have permission and it's yours. Kaviyacha, because of course it's never really ours. But Rav Soloveitchik explains the Gemara saying the exact opposite. Soloveitchik says before the bracha, it's just a gashmias, materialistic, unholy piece of fruit. Before the bracha, the ha'aretz nasan livnei Adam. Before the bracha, it's just base gashmias. There's nothing holy in it. It's man's in the most gashmias sense, in the most physical sense. After the bracha, when you pronounce Hashem's name on it, then it is l'Hashem ha'aretz u'mloa. You understand? You elevate through the bracha, through the appreciation of who this belongs to, you elevate the simple fruit into something holy, into something ruchniastic. So do you understand the two totally different ways of explaining the Gemara? So when we make the bracha on Tu Bishvat, we have to have appreciation for this, that everything in a physical life can be elevated. Everything in physical life can be made holy. Excuse me. Tu Bishvat, therefore, is a Rosh Hashanah for trees, but it is certainly, I wrote, a day of reckoning for us as well, especially for those of us in Chutz La'aretz, to make the day have more meaning, for us to have a deepened and enhanced appreciation for the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I can take something mundane, make a bracha, and make it holy. By the way, that applies for the entire year, not just on Tu Bishvat, of course. As we partake of the bounty of this world all the time, we would do well to remember what Rav Soloveitchik teaches us. Before you make a bracha on the grapes, before you make a bracha on the dates and on the olives, the haitz, it's beis kashmias. It's man's. It's not holy. After, when you take the beautiful fruit of the land and you make your haitz, you change the status. You mamash change the status. It's no longer, I wrote, a simple raisin, a plain date, a sticky fig. It's something imbued with holiness. L'Hashem ha'aretz umlo. One of the hardest things, I don't know for you, one, something difficult. I shouldn't say one of the hardest things. There are many hard things in Avodas Hashem. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean because your Yetzer Hara is very strong. My Yetzer Hara is very strong. Is the making of brachos. But so often we make a bracha al rega achas. I'm in the middle of doing something else, and I'm talking to someone else, and especially if it's a longer bracha. My friend once taught me, Esther Goodman, B'Shem Amra, taught me something very nice. She once heard, I think it may have been Rabbi Tzinhela, I don't remember, so I'm quoting Esther Goodman, Asher Yatzar is not Tfilas HaDerech. A simple statement can change your outlook. Asher Yatzar is not Tfilas HaDerech. Try, I'm giving you homework, you don't have to report back to me. Try to stop. It's not easy, especially if you're rushing. And we're talking about a matter of seconds. It's hard. So we have to stop. It's not only Asher Yatzar that's not Tfilas HaDerech, but so too all the brachas. And when we make the bracha, we have to have true appreciation. It's really manna from heaven. I toil, I work. It's the fruits of my labor. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Haggadah says in the introduction to the Haggadah, it's a pasuk from Sefer Devarim, Ki tatzur al ir yamim rabim, when you besiege a city for a long time, to make war against it in order to capture it. The pasuk is talking about in Sefer Devarim. Lo tashchis es eitza. You're not allowed to destroy the trees. Lindoach alav garzen, to cut them down by putting an axe against them. Ki mimenu socha. Why can't you cut down the trees? You're going to want to eat that fig. The also lo tichros, and therefore you may not destroy it. Ki ha'adam eitz hasada. Lavo mi panecha b'matar. No, I'm going to read it the first way. The way it's translated conventionally is, ki ha'adam eitz hasada? Is man a tree of the field? Lavo mi panecha. No! I said it wrong. That's the second way. I'm going to say it again. Ki ha'adam eitz hasada is a tree of the field, a human being. Lavo mi panecha b'matar, that they should be besieged. But you understand what the pasuk is saying? The pasuk says on the very basic level of the Pshah, when you come and you surround the city, you might not cut down the fruit trees. Why can't you cut down the fruit trees? Because you're going to inhabit the city and you're going to want those trees feed you. And then the pasuk says a question. Is the tree a human being that you may besiege it, right? The human being you do war against, it's mechames mitzvah, you have to kill the person, the enemy. But literally, ki ha'adam eitz hasada, of course, means something else. What does it mean? You saw the title to my shir. It really means, literally, ki ha'adam eitz hasada. Man is a tree of the field. So, of course, leads to many thoughts and many commentators and offer insights. What does it mean that man is a tree of the field? So with everything that we've spoken about first, in our first almost half an hour, we've had insights into the meaning of the day, into the blessings of the land of Israel, into making the bracha with appreciation for who we are blessing for, what we have. Not doing it al rega achas, al one leg, or tfilas haderech, as our money from one place to the other, or motioning to other people. Never mind the challenge in Birkas HaMazon. That's a whole thing in itself. To try. Now we're going to talk about what does this pasuk mean. In what way is man a tree of the field? I'm going to offer many different interpretations. First of all, wait, I should ask you, any ideas? In what way is man, what could the pasuk mean that man is a tree of the field?
It's a metaphor for life.
It's what?
It's a metaphor for life. He starts as a young child and he grows until it's not vital anymore and it's cut away.
It's very nice, except that sometimes the tree, if nothing happens to the tree never can potentially not die out, short of natural disaster or, okay, very nice. So it is a metaphor for life, so let's talk about how, very nice. First of all, oh yeah.
Also, when a tree is planted, it has small
roots. I have to come close to you.
When a tree is planted, it has small roots, and when we're born, we're babies, we really don't have roots. It depends on what we do with our lives, what roots we plant, and then you grow a family, you grow a tree, you grow your deeds, you live on after you.
As the roots strengthen?
As the roots strengthen.
Okay, very nice. So you're saying we start with young roots, and then it's what we make of ourselves as we grow upward and make more roots? Okay, very nice. Okay, very nice. So I was implying this, but I will since you brought it up. Last night we went to a Simcha Leiner concert to benefit a certain foundation, Tzedakah Fund. It was in Long Beach. So the person, I guess, who runs the foundation, or the rabbi, I don't even know who he was, he spoke for just a couple minutes. So he told a story. So this couple came to the rabbi, and they each want to name the child Moshe. But what's the problem? The wife wants to name the baby Moshe after her grandfather. The husband wants to name the baby Moshe after his grandfather. So the rabbi said, what's the problem? Name the baby Moshe. So they said, the problem is after which Moshe. So the wife says, my grandfather was a tzaddik, and he was involved in Torah mitzvahs, and I want to name the baby after him. My husband's grandfather was a thief. I don't want to name the baby after him. So that, even though it was the same name, so the rabbi thought, and he thought, he said, I have an answer for you. Name the baby Moshe. So he said, after which Moshe? So it ties into what you just said. He said, come to me in 20 years, and I'll tell you which Moshe he's named after. Oh, right, Lauren, you're the detail, good?
Yeah.
Come to me. So that's really what you're saying. You start with teeny tiny roots, and as you put your roots down more and more, the question is, how do you grow? What kind of tree are you? Very nice. Okay. So let me offer you some of my thoughts after we hear from some of you ladies. The tree's life, I wrote, and existence depends on the roots.
Could you please get me a chumash from the back, one of the blue chumash and the big blue buck? I forgot.
I need a chumash. Thank you. The tree's life and existence depends on the roots, the branches, the leaves. Listen how much a tree needs to grow. Roots, I'm probably forgetting things. Branches, leaves, shade, sunlight, water, seeds, nutrients. The tree is not a single being in isolation. Thank you so much. The tree's survival, thank you, depends on many factors. Ki ha'adam eitz hashadeh. Tree is not one. It's one creation that is made up of many factors, dependent, interdependent on each other. So what did I write about man? Man cannot live alone. It is not good for a man to be alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared very back in the beginning of creation. Thank you so much, Tamar. Hashem created Adam HaRishon. Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Such a beautiful pasuk. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam. Afar min ha'adama. Ultimately, why is man like a tree of the field? Because the tree comes from Afar Min Ha'adama, and guess what? So too, man comes Afar Min Ha'adama, dust from the ground, and he blew into his nostrils the soul of life, and man became a living being. And then, what's the very next thing Hashem creates after he creates man? The connection between man and trees is unbelievable. Pasuchas, Vayita Hashem Elokim, Gan Be'eden. Right after man is created, Afar Min Ha'adama, what is the very next thing Hashem creates? A garden in Eden. Again, the connection, you know, the juxtaposition of verses of Psukim in the Torah, nothing's by accident. It's not an accident that immediately after man was created, dust from the earth, the garden too was created. And Hashem put man into the garden. The very next pasuk is just beautiful. Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol eitz nechma l'mara v'tov v'macha. What comes after man and after the garden? All kinds of trees that are beautiful to look at, and they're good to eat, and there's the Eitz HaChaim in the middle of the garden, and the Eitz HaDas, and there is water streaming forth. We already spoke about water being a metaphor for Torah. By the way, I'm not making any of this up. It's just unbelievable to look in the Pesukim. Man is created first, Afar Min HaAdama. Then the Torah in the very next pasuk tells us, now you have a garden. The very next pasuk tells us, now you have all kinds of trees. And then the Torah tells us, now you have rivers. You have dust, you have man, you have trees, you have water, all life-giving sources. Hashem commanded him, and he said, you could eat from those trees. You could make your bracha, enjoy them, celebrate them, appreciate them, elevate the fruits. Except, of course, from one, but we're not going to get into that today. But Adam's all alone. A tree cannot exist in isolation. If you note, when Hashem created trees, he created kol eitz, many trees. Maybe there were 1,000 trees in the Garden of Eden, and one was off limits. They need many factors to survive. And about man, what about man? Adam was all alone. The trees in the garden had each other. They had their roots, they had their branches, they had the water streaming forth. Who did Adam have? Lo tos ha'eos ha'adam levado eselo ezer kenedo. Wait, it's not good. If man is a tree of the field, it's not good for him to be alone. The tree cannot exist alone. So too, man cannot exist alone. So all the animals come before Adam. Adam doesn't find a partner. Hashem put a deep sleep on man, and he slept. And he took from his side, he reclosed it. It's not good for man to be alone. Tree can't exist without sun. It's going to die. Tree can't exist without water. It's going to die. Can't exist without nutrients in the soil. Without sun. He made the woman. He brought her to man. Can I just tell you, going off into a tangent for a minute? Sometimes I do. Shamshon Fal Hirsch says something so tremendous. I didn't prepare this, but I'm going to say it. So I can't do justice to his lashon. But he says, why is a woman more emotional, has an added sense of bina, more attuned to the goings on around her, kinder, a softer word, able to relate to people's emotions better? I know I'm making a generalization. Why? Man was created dust from the earth. Woman was created from a living, breathing, thriving human being. She was created from man. She understands what it means to be a person. She understands emotion. So he creates woman. And Adam wakes up. This is bone from my bone, root from my root, leaf from my leaf, flesh from my flesh, fruit from my fruit. We even call the trees of the fruit a fruit, and the fruit of the womb a fruit. Basar mi b'sari, flesh from my flesh. Zos yikare isha, she should be called woman, she was taken from man. Al kein yazov isha, sabi v'ima v'davak b'ishto, v'heilu basar achar. O tov heyos ha'adam levado, eselov. Says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ezer Kenegdo. For man to complete his task in this world, for surely every person has a task and a mission of salvation. Says not everyone knows what theirs is. That's a different story. But we all have a task and we all have a mission. Otherwise we wouldn't be here. La'avda u'l'shamra, Hashem put man in Gan Eden, says the Pasuk, La'avda u'l'shamra, to accomplish. He can't be alone. His growth and survival, like the tree, depends on many factors and depends on many people. In a memorial service, by the way, I'm not only relating this. This isn't only related. I'm bringing you when woman was created, when God declared it's not good for man to be alone. But obviously there are many more people who shape our lives other than a person and their spouse. It's not only in relation to a spouse. A person has teachers, a person has parents, a person has siblings, a person has friends, a person has rabbanim. A person has those who are involved in their lives. Nobody lives in their own dalaramas. There was not one tree in the Garden of Eden. There were many trees. In a memorial service for Ezra Schwartz, Hashem Yukom Damo, his father Ari said, the Israeli cousins feared his family would not have support in the aftermath of Ezra's murder. The Schwartz family lives, of course, in the USA, and they're not surrounded, unfortunately, by a culture like the one in Israel. Well, the culture is that they know, Rachman Alatzan, Kosh Baruch Hu should save us, how to handle such a tragedy. I can assure you, he said, we have not for one second felt alone. Not only do we feel the entire nation of Israel is behind us and supporting us, but we feel our town, our state, our country is behind us. All Jews across the United States have been unbelievable. Our friends have been incredible. He said when they landed in the airport on Thursday, they were greeted by theirs and Ezra's friends at the airport. People were singing for us, he said. Seeing all of you here is a tremendous amount of support. Lo tov, heyos ha'adam levado. E'es elo ezer kenegdo. If you take a tree and you leave it on the chair, it's going to die because it doesn't have any support. If you take a man and you put him all alone, he can't accomplish his tafkir. It doesn't change how we feel, said Ari Schwartz. We just miss him so badly, he said, breaking into tears, but it makes it better. And you should know, I thank you all very much for that. Another reason that man is like a tree of the field. A tree grows upward, which touches upon what you ladies both said, reaching higher as it ages, and that's the goal of man. You always want to be what? Growing up. Baruch Hashem, I don't think I'm the same person I was 10 years ago. For sure not 20 years ago. I don't want to be the same person in 10 years and 20 years that I am today. We need to be moving up. Not on a horizontal plane, but rather a vertical plane. A tree ultimately grows up. I said to my kids in the car, look at those trees. They're this small, and in a few years, they're going to be much bigger. However, what kind of tree do we want to be? Here, Adam hates asada. There are trees which bear fruit. They give sustenance to other creatures, man and animal alike. And then there are trees that are very majestic and very beautiful to look at, but they provide no nourishment or no sustenance. Tzadik katamar yifrach. The pasuk says in Tehillim 92:13, Tzadik Beis Yod Gimel, Tzadik katamar yifrach, ke'aretz balvanon yiske. A tzadik shall flourish like a palm tree, like a tamar. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Okay? I'm going to tell you what the Magen of Meserich says on this pasuk. Pasuk from Tehillim. Tzadik is like a tamar. Thank you. The pasuk says a tzaddik is like a tamar, a day tree. There are two kinds of tzaddikim. There are the first kind tzaddikim hame'arvim b'da'asim hebrios. There are those who what? Knowingly mix with fellow men. Milamdim osam. You teach other people. Umikarvim osam elatovra mitzvos. You bring people closer to Torah and mitzvos. And then there's other kinds of tzaddikim. Those are tzaddikim hamisbodedim ba'arba amos shalahem. Those tzaddikim who sit, what is levadad, bodid, alone. They sit alone and they're four amos, they're four cubits, v'yoshim alatorah v'alavoda. They sit by Torah and avoda, meaning tefillah. Two kinds of tzaddikim. One tzaddik goes, oh, would you like to lay tefillin today? Would you like to come out to my house for a Shabbos meal? Would you like to see the beauty of Torah? Do you want to come lay Hanukkah candles? Could I bring you a challah for Shabbos? Because they bring people closer to Torah mitzvos. And then there's the tzaddik who learns a lot of Torah and does a lot of avoda, and he sits in his own dalet amos. Harishonim him kimo tamar. The first type of tzaddik is like a tamar. Nosim peros. They carry fruit. Mazon umichya la'aretz v'ladarim. They give food and sustenance to the world and its inhabitants. And the other ones are like an eras, like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Na'ali mugvohim. They're so high and mighty. Aval akarim min haperos. But they do not bear any sort of fruit. So what kind of person do I want to be? By the way, there are gedolei hadar, whose tafkid it is, and I'm no one to say anything about their tafkid, to sit and to learn, to sit in their own dalet amos. But for all the rest of us, who are not on that level to be marbitze Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the rest of us, our tafkid is not to live in our own dalet amos. I have to carry my bounty, tzadik katamar yifrach, and share it with others. I wrote here, no, not yet. I saw something beautiful. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, I saw it just a few weeks ago. Did anyone see the five tents, the Jewish home, on the article about Chabad Shlichim wives? It was so nice. It was so nice. One very important line made a big impact on me. The Lubavitcher Rebbe famously said, if you know Aleph, go out and teach Aleph. You don't need to be, you understand what it means? You could say, I'm not a lamdan. I don't know shas. I don't know how to teach halacha. Who am I to teach somebody else? Everybody knows something about Yiddishkeit. If all you know is Aleph, go teach somebody else Aleph. That's the tamar. That's the fruit, the barest fruit. It's not our tafkid to be like the cedar that lives in my dal amos. There are tzadikim. Whose tafkid is that? It's not up to us. But more than teaching others, and before I teach others, who do I have to teach, nurture, and grow? Myself. The Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, Vayetze, I'm sure many of you know this Pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada lifnos erev. Yitzchak went out to what? Why? Lasuach basada. To daven. Rashi says, Lashon tefillah. That's in Parashas Chayisar, Bereishis 24:63. He goes out to daven. It's interesting that he's going lasuach basadeh. Again, the connection between man and the field. Lasuach, says Rashi, you could please look it up, says Rashi, sure. Lashon tefillah. From here, the sages learn, Yitzchak goes mesakin tefillas mincha. Ah! When do we see the shorosh of lasuach used? Much, much earlier in the book of Bereishis. Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, by Masa Bereishis. V'chol siach hasadeh. Siach hasadeh. What does it say about Yitzchak? I just told it to you. Lasuach basada. Siach hasadeh. Ooh, this is very interesting. V'chol siach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz. You should know that the growth, the siach hasadeh, the plants of the field were not yet planted. V'chol esef hasadeh terem yitzmach. And all the grasses of the field did not yet grow. Lasuach basada, siach hasada. One refers to tefillah. One refers to trees, plants. What's the connection? What does davening have to do with plants? You understand the question? Same shorosh. That means tefillah is related to plants. It means man in tefillah is related to plants. I have a karzatov to Avi for coming. Tremendous. I said to my daughter, it's raining. There's Angus of one more unfortunate Levi at the same time. She says, don't worry, mommy, people are going to come. But Baruch Hashem, when I prepare, it's enlightening for me first, before I can give it over. It gives more meaning for me, and then I hope for you. What does it mean? Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada, v'chol siach hasada. Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is such a beautiful vart that I've told over in a number of different classes since I first learned it. We need to have a plant, as we're discussing. You need to nurture it. You need to grow it. You need to fertilize it. You need to give it water. You need to give it sunlight. If you do everything right, it's going to grow up. That's man with tefillah. If you nurture yourself through tefillah, through bakasha, through talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through crying, through properly davening, lasuach basadeh, you will be the siach hasadeh. If you nurture yourself well, if you say the ancient words of Chazal, that's tefillah. If you talk to Hashem one-to-one, says of Shem Pinchas, that's bakasha. If you pick up Sefer Tehillim, says Rav Pinchas, a lot of Tehillim quote can only be good. If you tap into all aspects of tefillah, you're going to become like the plant of the field. You're going to nurture yourself. And in nurturing yourself properly, you're going to grow upward. Man, when he nurtures himself, lasuach basada, becomes siach hasada. As the tree grows upwards towards heaven, and I wrote that with a small h, man grows upwards towards heaven, capital H. The Pasuk says, the end of Kapitel Tzadi, the last Pasuk of Tehillim, chapter 90. V'yehino am Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, u'ma'ase yadeinu kanana aleinu, u'ma'ase yadeinu kananeu. This Pasuk means the pleasantness of Hashem our God should be upon us, and the work of our hands should benefit us. The work of our hands should benefit us. We say it's the last Pasuk of Kapitel Tzadi. We say it in Kriya Shema al Hamita. This was the bracha, we're in Sefer Shemos now. This is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael when they put up the Mishkan. They showed him the whole Mishkan is complete, and Moshe blessed him, and Rashi says, which pasuk did he say? This pasuk. Yes, you with me? What does the pasuk mean? The pleasantness of Hashem should be upon us, the work of our hands, Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kanana, Aleinu, Ma'aseh Yedeinu Kananeu. So Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha offers a fantastic insight. He says, when man works, he works for other people. A doctor works to heal other people. A lawyer works to help other people. A teacher teaches Other people. An architect builds a house for somebody else. What else did I write here? A chef. A chef works to prepare food for others. Rav Pam says, what bracha was Moshe Rabbeinu giving them upon the completion of the Mishkan? The Mishkan, the point was to bring the Shekhinah down, yeah? When you work in Ruchnias, the benefit should be for us. Umase yedenu nkonena alenu, umase yedenu konenehu. When I work in Ruchnias, the primary... So before... Now, I'm not contradicting Chas Shalom with the Bavitcher Rabbi said, who am I to contradict him? Nobody. But I'm saying, before you go teach Aleph, the pleasantness, the work, the ruchnius, the Torah and the mitzvot has to first benefit you. Okay, next. There are different kinds of trees. You mentioned that. There are trees, old trees with huge roots, young trees with small roots. All trees can't be moved. Try going down Central Avenue and moving one of those huge trees. Can you move them? You know what I mean? When you walk all the way down Central, can't move those trees. The little saplings me and my kids saw this morning could be easily, wow, uprooted, replanted, and moved. Not hard. So Rabbi Rosner of Nofei Shemesh, who used to be of Widmer's, now of Nofei Shemesh, says something so beautiful. What does it mean, ki Adam eats a sada? Man must be like the tree of the field. What kind of tree should you be like? The young tree of the field. Make sure you're not so stuck in your ways that you're like the old tree. Man should never be unable to be moved, unable to change, unable to be planted somewhere else. There always has to be room for change and always has to be room for growth. Clear? When Avram and Yitzchak were journeying to the Akedah, they were accompanied by Eliezer and Yishmael. Tzaddik doesn't go alone. And the Pasuk says, Avram lifted his eyes and he saw the place Merachok from afar. He somehow saw, says Rav Salvechuk, the place is different than other places. We're talking about Har Maria, where he's going to Shecht his son, which of course he didn't. The hill was enveloped in cloud, in mystery. He understood this was the place. Hashem was saying, Va'aleu Sham La'ola, this is Sham, I found the place. So Medrash Tanchuma says, he said to Yishmael and Eliezer, they accompanied him. Medrash Tanchuma says, do you see something? You know, you're walking with someone, you see something fantastic, and they say, look at that. You don't see anything. The person says, what are you talking about? I don't see anything. So he says, don't you see? There's something different on that hill. There's a cloud, a heavy cloud, a buoyancy, like unlike any other. They couldn't see. Furthermore, related to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing happens. He's a shepherd for Midian with his father-in-law. He's in charge of the flocks, and they're in the desert. The animals are grazing. And Chazal say in Shmos Rabbah, there were other people with Moshe in the desert. Isn't that interesting? Lashon of Chazal, Medrash, Shahayu Anashim Imo. There are other people there, just like there were other people with Avram Avinu. Velo Ra'u Ela Moshe Bilvat. Nobody saw, only Moshe alone. So he asked them the same question Avram Avinu asked his men. Do you see? You don't see something unusual? There's a bush over there. It's on fire. The branches aren't being consumed. It's not burning. Something's very strange. So they said, no, we don't see. Salvechuk says, I knew a Jew. Not long ago, he went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. He went to the Kosel HaMa'aravi. So after he came back to Boston. So I said to him, so tell me, Rabbi Yehud, what does the Kosel HaMa'aravi look like? So the man says, it's a wall, like any other wall. It's a true story, says the Rav. I want you to know, not a joke, not an anecdote, a true story. That's exactly what the two servants said to Avraham Avinu. A hill, like any other hill. There are many hills. Moshe looked at his contemporaries, the other shepherds who were working with him. What do you see? Don't you see the thorn bush? Yeah, we see a thorn bush. You don't see it's burning? You don't see Kedusha? You don't see fire? They didn't see. Man has to be a tree of the field, but a young tree of the field, says Rabbi Rosner. You have to be able to change.
Tamar, I'm sorry. Could you give me a tissue? On the beamer, there's a box of tissues.
Oh, no, wait. I might have one. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Thank you. I have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have to be open to seeing holiness, Kedusha, the beauty of Torah mitzvahs all around us. Don't be like the old tree, says Rabbi Rosner. There's no hope for change for that old tree. Baruch pokeach ivrim. Hashem, help me open my eyes to see. We have to taste the sweetness of Torah. David HaMelech says in Kapitel Lamed Dalet, Ta'amu, Ta'amu. If you taste Torah, If you make it your life, if it becomes part of you, you're going to know that Hashem is good. We have to hear and listen. We have to see. Baruch pokeach ivrim. Taste it. Make it part of who you are. Ta'amu uru'u ki tov Hashem. Hear and listen to the secrets and the wisdom within her. Vayikach sefer abris vayikri ba'aznei ha'am vayomu kol asher diber Hashem na'asa v'nishma. Open your ears. Listen. To know the emes of Torah v'yadata hayom, you have to know today, says Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hashevosa alevavecha. Put it in your heart. Don't be like the old tree. You call the gardener and you say, I want to move the tree. Could you move it from my front yard to the backyard? The gardener says, I can't move this. I have to call the tree that, you know, puts in the, I don't know, that you want to take down the tree, you know, those huge trucks that they make the, help me, that they make the tree into sawdust. I have to call that. You want to move the tree? I can't move this tree. Or you have a teeny sapling and you call the gardener. Could you move it? Yeah, I can move it. Ki'al Adam eitz hasada. Make sure you're movable. Make sure you're changeable. Make sure you're never so old that you're stuck in your ways. And here I mean in Ruchnias. Put down good roots, but if they're not good, move. You want to say something?
I have a story.
Okay, so let me get through a little more information. Thank you. Okay, Te'ena. So the Haggadah says, by Te'ena. Agada says, by figs. A quote from Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Pincha, Simon Yur Aleph. Medrash Tanchuma says, and by the way, I looked up this Medrash Tanchuma at home, and it is from Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Pincha, Simon Yur Aleph. Lama nimshal Torah la'te'ina? Why is the Torah compared to a te'ina? Sherov ha'ilanos, the majority of trees, hazayas, the olives, ha'gefen, the grapes, ha'tamara, the dates, Nilkatin ka'achas v'hateena nilketas me'at. The other trees are collected but as one, but the fig tree, its fruit is collected little by little. Kacha Torah, so to Torah. Hayom lomid me'at ulamachar harbe. If you learn a little bit today, tomorrow you're going to have found that you learned a little bit every day makes a lot. You don't learn in 1 year and you can't learn in 2 years. We teach and we learn little by little, day by day, even I would venture to say moment by moment. Rav Nisano Quinn, who was a Menal, a Masifta Torah Vadas, and was a lifelong friend of Rav Avram Pamzatzar, recalled during his first decade as a Rebbe, Rav Pam taught the ninth grade class of Torah Vadas, 10 years. In a class of 30 teenagers for 10 years, it is inevitable that at some time the children will misbehave, become chutzpahdik, speak back. Quote, Rav Pam never displayed a trace of anger. I knew him for more than 70 years, and I never saw him exhibit anger. He dealt with his talmidim's misbehavior as a doctor would deal with a patient who comes visit with an ailment. If a person breaks his arm, the doctor doesn't scream. He advises him calmly how to treat, which medication to take, which diet to follow, which surgical procedure you need. Rav Pam would patiently and calmly guide his talmidim to improve their ways. We teach little by little, just like the Midrash says, Torah is compared to a fig tree. It's gathered little by little. Which brings me to my next point, and that is we also grow little by little. We don't only teach little by little. Remember, if you know Aleph, go teach Aleph. We also grow little by little. And what does that mean? I wrote here, Ki'a Adam eats a sada. A tree has to have hope. Why do I say hope? Obviously, ladies, I'm speaking metaphorically. I don't think the tree is hope. But tomorrow, it's not going to look bigger, greater, or stronger than today. If I drove by those little bushes, if I drive by them tomorrow, they're going to look the exact same. If a strong storm comes, the tree might look even, I'm not talking about if it's knocked over and the roots are finished. I'm talking about the branches might be bereft. If you look at the tree in the winter, it could be alive. It looks tzakrachana and tzahargana and terrible. No leaves, it's howling of the wind, broken branches, bereft, forlorn. A tree, I wrote, and of course I'm speaking about man, has to have patience, perseverance, determination, and hope. That's the tree. Ki Adam hates asada. Tomorrow, I might look the exact same as I look today. Maybe tomorrow I'll look, if I had a battle with my Yetzer Hara and I lost, maybe tomorrow I will look worse than I look today. But I have to have hope, because with the right conditions for growth, with much determination, with the right nutrients, surrounding myself in the proper garden, I will grow. If my roots are strong and firm, if my foundation is healthy, I have to know and believe there is hope for a better tomorrow. When I'm unsure, and I don't know, who knows? When I don't feel I can do it, who knows I can do it? Always. Oh, Hashem. מודעני לפניך מלאכי וקרם שחזרת בי נשמסי בחמלה רבה מונסך. I'm thankful before you, the living and everlasting King, that you have returned my neshama to me. Rabba emunasecha. Oh my gosh, I did not see the time. I need like 3 minutes. Rabba emunasecha, how great is your faithfulness? What do you mean, how great is your faithfulness? I need to have a emunah in him. What do you mean, he has a emunah in me? He has a emunah in me. That even when I feel I can't do it, he knows I can do it. That's how you start our day. You declare your thanks, you back your neshama, and then I say, Hashem, you know I can do it. If I don't believe in myself, if I think I'm the tree, I'm going to look the exact same tomorrow. What's the point of today? I'm going to be the same little shrub, the same number of leaves. Maybe I grew an eighth of an inch. Maybe I didn't grow at all today. Maybe I look worse today than I look tomorrow. A wind came and I have no more leaves. I look terrible today. A branch fell off. You're going to be okay. You have the nutrients, you have Torah, you have water, you're in the Gan, you're not alone, you're going to grow. You cry. I can't. Why did I speak Lashon Hara again? Yesterday I said I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. Why did I make Tfilas HaDerech into Asher Yatzar? Yesterday I said I'm always going to pay attention for Asher Yatzar. Hashem, I say at the end of the day with my cheshbon and nefesh, crying. What happened to me? Yesh tikva l'achrisich nu'um Hashem. There's hope for the end, says Hashem. I'm going to end with one short insight, then I'm going to end with the Gemara. For many years I didn't understand. How could Moshe challenge the Almighty at the burning bush? The snare. Go to Egypt, run to the metropolis and free the Yidden. I just saw it written down somewhere. Forget which sefer. If someone offered a Jew a chance to stop the Holocaust and save the Jews, wouldn't he run? What's he arguing for a week? And I really never understood. So this year I have some different thoughts, maybe perhaps some understanding. Moshe's giving all kinds of excuses. Aaron's going to be jealous. People won't believe in me. I'm Arel Sfasayim, Kvad Peh, Kvad Lashon. So what do we learn from here? Even though Moshe did not think he could do it, even though he practically gave up on himself, this year I realized perhaps the Torah is teaching us Hashem never gives up. If you're right for the tafkid and you can do it, Hashem won't give up on us, even if it takes a week. And I always would think, who argues with God? You know what? We all do. Hashem says, Losei Echachil Barbecha, and guess what? I spoke Lashon Hara. And Hashem says, V'chadav Svatav Rechtas Hashem Elkecha, and I didn't bench on I say, maybe I missed all the risk. And Hashem says, you should put me before you always, and I sometimes forget Hashem is before me always. We all argue in a way. Okay? My end with this Gemara. Meseches Tanis, 5b. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman were about to take leave from one another. Amar Le, Rabbi Nachman asked of Rabbi Yitzchak, Livarchan Mar, please my master bless me. Amar Le, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Em Shalach Masha, I'm going to tell you a parable. L'macha davar domeh, to what could the matter be compared? La Adam Shahaya Holech Bamidbar, a man was walking in the desert, V'haya Ra'iv, V'ayif V'tzameh. He was hungry, he was tired, he was thirsty. Umatza Ilan, he found a tree. Shapiros of Mesukin, the fruit was so sweet. Vitzilo na'a, shade was so pleasant. Va'amas ha'mayim, we spoke so much today about water. Again, man, tree, water. And a stream of water, overas tachta, was going underneath. Acham the peiros, if he ate from the fruit. Shasim imeim, if he drank from the water. Yashav vitzilo, he rested in the shade. When he wanted to go, he said, Ilan, Ilan, tree, tree, how could I bless you? If I say to you, your sweet should be fruit, your fruits, did I say it wrong? Your fruits are already sweet. Should have good shade, tree. Your shade is already good, it's pleasant. Shatehei amasamayim averes tachteha. If I tell you, you should have water, you should have Torah, you should have life beneath you. Harei amasamayim averes tachteha. Water's already beneath you. Ala yehi ratzon, it should be. Shakol netiyo shenotin mimcha. All the blossoms, all the flowers, all the plantings that come from you, yihu kamosa, should be like you. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Nachman, the nimshal is, Rabbi Nachman, the nimshal is, what can I bless you with? If I want to bless you in Torah, you have Torah. If I want to bless you with wealth, you have wealth. And I want to bless you with children, you have children. Ela yihi ratzon, should be sheyihu, sheyihiyu, trying to talk too fast. Te'etze me'echa kimbosa. All your offspring should be like you. Truly, I hope you have understood today. Adam hates hasada. Man is like the tree of the field. We have opportunities for growth. We have opportunities to change ourselves and to change others. We must always remember, always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind us. Be'ezus Hashem, this Tu B'Shvat. We should all merit to celebrate in a rebuilt and redeemed Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, where the honey and the milk mix and flow together. It should be b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you, ladies.